This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona.
Kind of a big deal.
Of ESPN 104.5's After Further Review. Since Matt craves the spotlight so much.
I'm very important.
We're giving him a moment each day on the only radio station that's won more awards than he has. So because Michelle's being nice, here's Matt's Moment on Eagle 98.1.
All right, so after a single day off in the middle of the work week, Welcome back. Did you have a good fourth, Matt?
Not as good as if it would have been on a Friday. It's one of those things where you're by the pool, you're drinking a few beers, you're watching some baseball, and you're like, you know what? I should probably stop drinking beer at this point because I have to wake up
exactly,
tomorrow.
Exactly, same
to work.
Thing.
So that's how it went. But you know what I did yesterday? I watched the Yankees around noon, and then that went into – I love baseball on the 4th of July. Mm-hmm. It's so American. And then watched the Phillies and the Orioles, and Aaron Nola was starting. Former LSU pitcher Aaron Nola. He's having a fantastic season. He got his 11th win yesterday. He is a lock to be an all-star. He's 11-2 on the season, an ERA of about 2.4. So Aaron Nola and Alex Bregman most likely, we'll find out Sunday, most likely are going to make the all-star game. That'll be the first time since 2009 and only the second time ever that two former LSU Tigers will make an all-star team. But both guys are awesome. They're so deserved. And look, Nola was awesome yesterday. He went 7 innings, scattered 7 hits, 1 run, 9 strikeouts. I mean,
wow.
Michelle, Aaron Nola is just so good.
Just how good is he?
Well, let me tell you how good he is. He's only the 9th pitcher in MLB history with 116 or more strikeouts and 33 or fewer walks 84 games into the season. The others are little Hall of Famers like Christy Mathewson, Ed Walsh, Walter Johnson, Grover Cleveland, Alexander, on and on and on. Don Sutton, it goes. I tell you, Aaron Nola, he's on a roll. This Aaron Nola, Michelle. He's so good. He's so good.
How good is he?
I'm glad you asked. Aaron Nola has had 12 starts this year where he's gone at least 6 innings and allowed 2 or fewer earned runs. That's the 4th most in baseball. The only pitchers with more, I don't know, Cy Young winners like Max Scherzer, Justin Verlander, and some guy named Blake Snell, I tell you. This Aaron Nola. Michelle, this Aaron Nola, he's on a roll. He's having a fantastic – it's so fun to watch these guys from Calakai right here in Baton Rouge. Proud alum.
No,
go Bears.
Brother.
Aaron Nola, just so – Aaron Nola is so good, Michelle. He's so good.
So how, though, good is he?
I'm so glad you asked. Nola's got 35 wins. That's in his career, tied for the most by a Phillies pitcher in history in their first 78 career games, tied with the great Cole Hamels. This Aaron Nola is so good. By the way, his start on Wednesday, the 46th of his career with 6 or more strikeouts and 2 or fewer walks. That's the most in MLB history by a pitcher after 78 career starts. This Aaron Nola, Michelle. Calakai, he's so good.
Thanks for clearing that up. Don't think we quite got it just yet. Matt's Moment, weekdays 4:20 right here on Southern Rock and Eagle 98.1.